I wanted children to enrich my life, not enslave my conscience. Now there's women that also have articles on how to make yourself feel better about mom guilt when you have a career. So again, men, when they make a choice, they just deal with the consequences, right? Men accept that. If they have to work the night shift, they are like, look, I did what I had to do. I understand it. But women have to rationalize bad decisions, I would say. So, dear working mother, you're doing a great job and your kids will turn out just fine despite the hours you spend away from them, truly. Cope. See, again, it's like the cope. It's the, I want to have it all and I want to do what I want regardless of how it affects my children. And so, yeah, I'll just keep doing what I want. So I'm going to write articles rationalizing this instead of doing what I know is right. So, of course, you probably didn't always feel that way about yourself. If you are like most working moms, I know you may feel like you're forever coming up short and it comes to doing enough, giving enough, and being enough for your kids. Not to mention your boss, your partner, and your aging parents and extended family, and of course your community. I haven't even mentioned doing, being, and giving enough for yourself, but that's another article. I was warned about mother's guilt while expecting my first child. However, having grown up with a hearty dose of Catholic guilt, I feel it couldn't be that bad. And then I became a mother, and over the course of 5 years, I had 4 healthy children in between, stopped staring graduate studies towards a new career. Needless to say, it was during that time I became much more acquainted with mother's guilt. It became a constant companion until one day I realized that I didn't have children in order to spend my life feeling forever inadequate. I wanted children to enrich my life, not enslave my conscience. It's time to reclaim our right to enjoy our kids. So it's time to, what they're saying is they want to take the clout from the kids and all the good stuff they get from the kids without doing the bad stuff. So that's what she's trying to say. Lest child rearing become a long exercise in never measuring up. But how do working mothers stop wrestling with constant guilt? First, we must uncover the destructive forces that are driving it. So the need to do the right thing, like the guilt inside, that's what's driving it. But instead of doing the right thing, they just are going to push that down and keep doing the wrong thing. Below are 5 ways to embrace your shortfalls as a mother and refocus your precisely finite energy on what truly matters. Ensuring your kids know they're wanted, loved, and lovable no matter what. See, again, women's solution is saying things. It's never doing things, right? It's always telling your kids you love them, it's never showing them by spending time with them and being pleasant, right? Like, that's the harder part. Being a nice person, being pleasant. It's easy to say, I love you, right? That's easy. And it's the same thing with men. They're like, well, tell them how you feel. Well, does it matter if what you say if you don't back it up with actions? And they benefit from having you as a role model for a rewarding life. Accept trade-offs as inevitable. When you choose to combine motherhood and a career in any way, shape, or form, there will always be trade-offs, sacrifices, and compromises. What is crucial to your happiness as well as your ability to starve off guilt is reconciling those trade-offs by being crystal clear about why you're making them in the first place. Create a list of the reasons why you work: money, satisfaction, sanity, to provide a helpful reminder of your personal convictions when you work or from attending a concert and compels you to outsource the organization of your child's birthday party. When I'm not able to be involved with my kids' activities as it might seem ideal, I am very clear that my kids, my family, and myself are ultimately all better off because I have a rewarding career outside of the home. Number 2, don't should on yourself. You know what's so crazy? Men can hear the word should and agree. Women, it's like we can't handle it. Like, women, if you say you should lose weight to a fat guy, he'll say, I know. But if you say that to a woman, like, it's World War III, you know? Mother's guilt was not always a mother's lot. Mothers in the Victorian England banished children and nursemaids before farming them off to a boarding school at age 5. So they could continue to their high tea social lives. Acclaimed photographer Dorothea Lang paid foster families to look after her children so she could venture off on a months-long photography expedition. That sounds like a terrible mother. Do you know what I mean? It's like McDonald's is hiring, and you could do that when the kids are older, you know? I feel like women, whenever they do something at the expense of the children, it's because they want to bang somebody at work or somebody there. Because, like, that is the only force that I see women, like, doing crazy things that's strong enough, right? So I bet there's hot guys that she was photographer, like, taking pictures of or something. Or near her, I don't know. Likewise, I cannot recall my own parents ever coming to a softball game or reading me bedtime stories. Truth be told, I never gave it a second thought until I found myself guilt-ridden when unable to attend one of my children's games or too tired to read them a bedtime story. Why? Because I had unwittingly taken on board a mother load of good parent shoulds that my mother never did. And it's so crazy because men can admit, like, when they're bad at something. So men will say, yeah, I was a bad dad. Like, I've actually heard men admit that, where they said, you know what? I wasn't the best father. But admitting that as a woman, it's like World War III. You know, we can't all be good at everything. Some things we're just not good at. And, you know, like men, I've met men that were, say, alcoholics, right? And they can admit they just weren't the best dad. And they live with it. But women, they'll write articles. Like, instead of just saying, you know what, I'm a bad mom, they'll write an article rationalizing the fact that they're not a bad mom. That's the... I enjoy being involved in my children's activities and in their lives, but I also know they don't need me cheering them on at every game, creating scrapbooks for every milestone, or welcoming them from home from school with fresh baked muffins in order to feel loved and grow secure into well-rounded adults. While they are central to my life, my world does not revolve around them. I'm sure they love hearing this. Can you imagine reading this? Did you see what your mom wrote about you? She said her life does not revolve around you. Nor do I believe it would serve them any better if I did. 3, lowering your bar to good enough. The bar on what it means to be a great parent has gradually been moving up. Oh my God. You know, women used to like sew their kids' clothes, but somehow we're like deluded into thinking the bar for being a good parent has moved up. We don't even raise our kids. I mean, we throw our kids, it's like you could put the kid in daycare. My sister worked at a daycare. They throw them in like 6 months in. My sister was raising your children, okay? My sister did it. So I have firsthand, and you know what? My sister would tell me how bad some of the people watching the kids were. So I know what's going on in these daycares, and you people aren't going to like it. Okay. Oh, wait, we got a super chat. Thank you, Daily Driver. If you have anything you want to read, feel free. Okay. So so where were we? After all, it's who we are for our children, happy, good humored, and a role model for values that we believe in that ultimately impacts how close we are. Our homes, our meals, and responsible for women are for on the front cover of women's magazines. The reality is that you don't have to be a perfect parent to be a great parent. See, there it is. You do have to be damn near a perfect parent to be a great parent. Like that's, you can't be great at something unless you're close to perfect, right? But, you know, there's A-level parents, there's B-level, there's C. Men know that there's good enough, right? Like men kind of understand, like, really, I've heard more men going by trying to get like passing grades, good enough. They're like, you know what? As long as my kid's not on the street, he's not doing drugs, my daughter's not on OnlyFans, you know, maybe she grows up to be like a lazy person, but she's not the lazy, or maybe, you know, maybe she, like, she has her flaws, she's still a woman, but at least she's good enough. Or my son, yeah, he has this bad character trait, but you know what, he's not doing drugs. Men can accept that about their kids, right? They're like, you know what, good enough. That's a stamp. That's passed. But women, it's like they have to be great at things. You can't just be, well, I was an all right mom. All right. Refuse to buy into guilt mongerers. While some women thrive on critiquing other women's parenting proficiency, the best mothers I've met have no need to throw stones at how other people parent their children. They're simply more interested in doing the best that they can on their own. So while you can't always avoid the righteous parenting police, you can choose to see their self-inflating opinions on everything from disposable diapers. I didn't even know there wasn't disposable diapers. Do you guys clean that? Ew. Sorry, this is okay. To disciplinary tactics for what they are, an easy way to justify their own choices and conceal doubt about their own parenting skills. The fact is, there is no one right way when it comes to raising children. Just we all differ in our personalities, preferences, and circumstances. The choices that we make us feel whole, healthy, and happy differ as well. To those who love to critique and judge, and to all those who felt a long string of judgment remark or scornful glance, I say to each their own. So again, women's biggest fear is being judged, because again, it makes perfect sense. Like, if we had a bad reputation in a tribe, do you know who was going to get our head chopped off or sacrificed to the gods? Like, they used to believe in like sacrifice. And so if you weren't like, if you had a bad reputation as a woman, guess who was getting her head chopped off next? Guess who was on like the Salem witch trials? Do you know what I mean? You. So we had to protect our reputation with our life. Men had to work on being useful. There's nothing worse than a useless man, right? Like that. So men, they don't really care if they're liked. They're kind of like, eh, I don't care if you think my kid is good or bad. I care that my kid isn't doing drugs and is not in jail and graduates from high school, makes it to 18 without being pregnant or getting someone pregnant. If I've done that, I've done my job. Good enough. And if the kid comes back and says, you were a bad parent in this way and this way and that way, the mothers, it's World War III, and the dads will say, I was. The dads will say, yeah, I was. But you know what? You're alive, aren't you? Women, we just can't like own the fact that we're not perfect. You know, like men, they know. They're like, well, I could have been better. I could, like, they're like, yeah, you know. And it's the same thing at work. Like, they don't, as long as they're doing a good job, they don't care if everyone thinks they're doing good. They don't care. Like, that's how women get all these useless awards, because they care about them, right? So, you know, I've heard about women getting awards for work that men have done. But men just don't care about that. So they're just like, here you go. They don't care about credit. But women, it's like, I know, just take the L. Zach in the chat, he's saying, just take the L's. Why can't we? You know, I was raised in cotton diapers. My dad would throw these bad boys over the fence and hit them with garden hose. 5, don't dilute your presence with distraction. We can't be with our kids 24/7 and yet never be fully present to them. While turning off from work and other distractions, it's easier said than done. It's important to be intentional about being fully present to your children. Whenever you are with them, by minimizing the multitasking as much as humanly possible. I often take my kids out for a hot chocolate at a local cafe as a sweet treat for me and for them as well, which removes me from the magnetic pull of my home office. Some may believe this is going great, lengths to avoid distraction, but as I've mentioned, it's not about what other people think. It's what works for me. So what women tend to do is we have a hard time being a nice person, right? We have a hard time like just being pleasant. Like that's very difficult for us. You know, not being a bitch, not nagging, not. So what we like to do is buy things and hope you forget all of the bad things we do. And men are easily like guilt tripped, and kids can really, I mean, they can be bought, right? I mean, it's like you buy my sister concert tickets to Adele, she forgets, you know? So yeah. And that's easier than, again, the hard thing, which is like character building. Like men, if they don't build their character, they get beat up by other men. They get taken advantage of by women. Like the life happens to them. But women, we can just be like, nah, that's too hard. You know? All right. What other mothers are doing is none of your business. Doing what works for you, for your children and your family to stay happy, stay humored and connected is all that matters. I actually do agree. But mothers will make it everyone's business because they can't shut up on the internet. So they will give like best practices to parent and whatnot. So they'll say that, but like she's got a blog talking about how she parents. Like she just talked about the hot chocolate, right? So they say it, but they don't mean it. So, I mean, women, right?